This is fascinating. So Morgan and Maddie have only come out in April from the States. So how would you like to run through the questions, Morgan? And I'll hook Maddie up.
Happy to do that. All right, what questions have we got here? The ones on the back, all right. So my name's Morgan Menzies, and I work for a company called Ontraport. Ontraport is an all-in-one business and automation platform. We help small businesses and entrepreneurs better systemize and scale their businesses. How do we do that? Usually through our one-on-one coaching sessions. That's a really great start-off point. And we also have a great network of certified consultants. And something you guys don't know about me, well, I train Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, hence the Ronda Rousey reference earlier. And I'll pass this over to Maddie.
Okay, wait, can you guys hear me? Is this on? I'm Maddie Nakashima Conway. I also work at Ontraport, so we help solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, small businesses help systemize and scale by putting into place their business automation practices. We help them strategize and get everything up and running so you guys have more time to do everything else that you enjoy about running your own business. God, this is hard. We were literally just sitting back there and Morgan is like, what would you say? And I couldn't think of a good one. Do you have any good tips for me? Any good secrets?
Secrets about Maddie.
Ooh, she's got epically small hands and a loud voice.
That is true. They do all make fun of my hands at work, but they're really not that small. I guess I'm known for having a really big head and small hands back in California. So I thought I was getting a fresh start, but apparently not.
All right, thanks so much for that, guys. That was good practice for us, always. All right, so we're going to move on to our next section here, but before we do, I was just hoping for some takeaways from the audience. Anything you guys loved, latched onto in the first section when we were talking about attracting new leads, engaging your list, and also identifying your most qualified leads. So do we have any answers from that? Any takeaways? Don't be shy. All right, yes.
When you text your email to that number, it instantaneously gets something back. I want to know how to do that.
Awesome. That's actually through Ontraport that we have the two-way SMS feature.
Yeah, so we can definitely show you more on that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Any other major takeaways before we move on to the next section?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I liked the idea that if you're, that we hold an event, and I liked your sequence of a rundown from starting from 2 weeks of, you know, sending out an invitation and then 7 days beforehand, 4 days, 24 hours. So to build up the excitement to the event, which is much the same as what Stephen's done with his Breakthrough for Business Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Using that excite sequence to promote an event that's coming up. All right. So in the next section, we're going to be talking about moving from manual to automated processes, and we'll give you an Ontraport overview. So we're going to start out with a quick summary and explanation of why it's so important to start using automation in your business. Then we'll give you an insight onto what Ontraport can do for you and kind of a live demo. And after that, we'll show you a special offer that's being offered here today and only today and tomorrow at this event for Breakthrough for Business. So it's a pretty big deal. And hopefully at that point, we'll have time for questions and answers. Sound good? All right. So automation is meant for entrepreneurs like yourselves who are dissatisfied with technology overwhelm and you're tired of being disorganized. You're tired of feeling like you're manually processing everything and you're ready to start focusing on smarter marketing. In order to do that, you have to get a system in place where you can build out your processes to start systemizing and streamlining those different processes you've got, whether it's handling new leads or managing your existing clients or other parts of your business. And Ontraport can do that for you. So let's just take a quick moment to discuss how you're currently handling new leads. How does someone first get in touch with you, and then what happens? Do you have a form on your website, or do they have to email into you? How soon is your turnaround time? Do you follow up with them via phone or via an email? So let's just have a little bit of music, and we'll just discuss with your neighbor and your table about how you're processing those new leads and what that life cycle looks like. So now you've got that process at the forefront of your mind and what you're doing currently that could possibly be improved by automation. So here's what the scene looks like right now if you're doing this all manually with your follow-up. It's just, number one, going to hurt your follow-up. Either it's going to be inconsistent, you're rewriting the same email over and over again, and some are going to go over better than others. Maybe the time interval changes every single time. You're not there on Friday afternoons, Saturdays, and Sundays. So those people have to wait until you get back to the office on Monday morning instead of getting an immediate response. And in that time, that's going to result in missed opportunities. They're going to go to another system that has automation in place and gets right back in touch with them and gives them what they want and what they were promised when they opted in the first place. And on top of that, it's just a time suck. It's a waste of your time. You became an entrepreneur because you're an innovator. You have ideas, you have projects, things that you're really passionate about and you want to share. And you're getting wrapped up in the manual work of following up one-off, one-off, one-off every time you have a new lead. Bottom line is, it's bad for your brand. It's hurting your reputation every time you give an inconsistent experience. So maybe one time it's really an excellent experience, but somebody else hits you up, and they don't hear back from you for a week because maybe you were out of town and there was nothing in place to take care of that. So what's to gain when you're automating? Well, number one, you're going to have flawless follow-up. You're going to have the consistent response every single time. People will know what to expect. It's repeatable and it's dependable. You'll have a system that runs itself, so there won't be any more of those uh-oh moments when you're laying in bed at 12 p.m. getting ready to go to sleep and thinking, did I respond to that email? You'll also have oversight. So we talked about how you'll be able to see what your list is doing, how they're interacting with you, what stage they're at in their cycle. You won't have to worry, am I going to remember to follow up with that person in 30 days? Those tasks will be set on their own. And overall, it's just going to be more efficient and consistent, which means happier clients and freedom for you. So you don't have to spend as much time working inside of your business, and you can spend more time working on your business and the things you're actually passionate about. So we also have these other parts of the system that can be, you can work your auto magic on. And that's the billing portion of the system. You can do recharge settings and things like that. You've also got the partner program. You can monitor the whole life cycle of your client, event reminders, renewals, membership sites, tracking, and even more. So in the result, after you spend the time putting the system into place, you're going to have a business that's predictable, where you have a consistent experience every time. Delegatable, so you'll be able to send off tasks and people will know exactly what to do because you have processes in place. It'll be measurable. You guys know the saying that anything that can be measured can be managed, and that's so true, especially nowadays. It's going to be improvable, and all of this makes it totally scalable. So you'll be ready to move into the next portion of your business, take on more clients, take on more work, because you're ready to scale. So we've reached the point where it's time to make a call. Number one is you can keep going manually and you can hire more people and just try to manage that work that keeps coming in as it grows and grows. Or number two is you can learn automated marketing. You can make that decision once and for all and implement it as a change in your business. You can put the processes in place so you're ready to scale. But it's not a magic pill. You do have to put in the time and you have to make the commitment that you're ready to do that. So we've got a plan of action here. And our friend Carl Taylor is coming on in the next section, so he'll be talking more about how to automate and what systems to use. But the first step here is going to be choose a system. It doesn't have to be Ontraport, but you want to pick a system for automation. The second step is going to be identify your repeat tasks and what the client lifecycle should look like. Then step three, identify which of these repeat tasks can actually be automated. Like we talked about, a phone call can't be necessarily automated. You have to have somebody who's working the phone and making those calls. But what can be automated is the setting of the reminders for those calls. The next step is going to be mapping, so process mapping. Learning how to structure it out. We saw some of the maps from Maddie's section on attraction. And you're going to learn how to do that and implement that. And the fifth one is to start simple and build it out. So what do we mean by that? When you get started with an automation system, you sign up and you see all these fancy features, so many different elements that you want to work into place all at once. But usually there's a specific pain point that brought you to an automation system in the first place. There's one thing that you're just so tired of doing. You're tired of copying and pasting the same email and sending it over and over again. You're tired of getting responses from clients saying, you already told me about that promotion. I actually already purchased. So let's get those things under control first, prioritize those processes, then automate those, and build out over time. So here's a great use case of that. Liesl Rigsby, we mentioned her a little bit earlier in the presentation. This is one of our clients we worked really closely with over the last couple of years. When she started with Ontraport, she already had a successful business. It was a one-to-one coaching service, but it just wasn't scalable. So she could only make as much money as she had time in the day, and she was tired of that. So she came to Ontraport with that in mind. She wanted to grow the business. And within 12 months, she increased her client base by 120%. So how did she do that? She came to us, and the first thing she did was say, I want to automate all of my reminder calls. I'm wasting too much time every day calling the people for the next day just to remind them and confirm that they're ready for their session. So we automated those, and that took that workload off of her. The next thing she decided was she was going to go virtual. She was going to stop doing these in-person meetings, and she was going to do them virtually, which took away the travel time that she was spending and the cost of that, and it also took away the need for a physical office, so she could work from anywhere. She could work remote. Then the next huge change she made, which was pretty awesome, was to go from one-to-one to one-to-many. So she created content that could be used to teach groups at a time, and she used one of our WordPress membership sites to deliver that content to people who wanted to purchase it. It was a pretty epic turnaround for her. She's a huge success. So we brought you this far, and now we're going to go ahead and show you some of Ontraport. And afterwards, you can come talk to us with any questions. We'll probably do a Q&A live on stage as well. So just think of those as they come up.
All right. All right. So we talked to a few guys during the break about Ontraport, but we want to show you a little bit more about what it can do, talk a little bit about how Ontraport came to be so you can know what to expect. And of course, let us know if you want a free live demo afterwards or anything, but this will be a good overview. So this is Landon Ray. He's our founder and CEO of Ontraport. In 2006, he started his own SEO company called Page One. So this was different. This wasn't Ontraport yet. But he found a lot of problems as a new business owner. It was his first entrepreneurial venture, and he ran into a few problems that he couldn't seem to solve. He wanted to segment his clients based on their interests and their engagement with him, but he couldn't find a system that did exactly what he wanted to in terms of that. He also wanted to see exactly what was working and what wasn't during his marketing and sales funnels. But he found it really hard to identify where people were dropping off, what parts were working and what wasn't, so he couldn't improve. And he invested a ton of money into a big CRM system, one that came with all of the features he thought he needed, but he couldn't get his sales team to use it. It was too complicated. They didn't want to use it. They wanted to pick up the phone and not waste their time sifting through a bunch of information and learning a really intense technical system. So he switched around his business. He had our development team switch from Page One into Ontraport. He actually called that one window at the beginning, but Microsoft doesn't like you using window in any of your business names, so that got cut. So it became Office Autopilot. Office Autopilot has since become Ontraport, like Steven mentioned, but same idea. We have a feature set that's meant to take away the pain out of running a business. So when people come into business, as I'm sure you guys all know, it's because you have a vision. It's not because you want to get bogged down learning a new technology or learning, you know, different kinds of web development or design. You just want something that works, that does exactly what you're looking for, so that you can spend time getting back to the big picture vision. So Ontraport can do this and so much more. So CRM, you can store and track and segment your contacts. You can communicate with them via email and SMS two-way marketing. That's like the text messaging that you guys saw for any of you who texted me your email addresses. You can sell your products, move people through sales funnels, do invoicing, follow up, automate your product delivery. And we have a really deep WordPress integration, so you can connect a WordPress website with Ontraport and have membership content being dripped out to people, usernames and passwords automatically delivered and generated. We have an affiliate management system, so you can have your past clients refer their friends out and get commissions or credit for any future sales. So I'll go through some of the screenshots of these. So this is what our CRM functionality looks like. So you'll be able to see a master list of your contacts. You can segment them into different groups and sections. You can personalize any of the screens in Entreport so that you can see the relevant information to your business. When you open up a contact, you'll get a much more in-depth look. You can see all of the information you store, create your own custom fields. That's, you know, drop-downs, long text boxes, check boxes, anything like that. Custom date fields if you're running, like, you know, a webinar or something like that. You'll be able to see complete correspondence with them in the contact history, every email sent and received, text messages sent and received, past purchase products, forms that are filled out. We also have a task management system, like I went over before, in that engaged abandoned cart sequence follow-up. And then you'll be able to see a complete sales history of everything they've purchased through you. We also have our web forms, so these are awesome. It makes it really easy to create good-looking opt-in forms that you can throw right online without having to get help from an outside designer or developer. Completely visual editor, you can switch out which fields you want. You can make this into a long, you know, survey if you want. You can add the option to take payments. You can just do something super basic, name and email. And you can also run automation based off of these. If they select this answer or if they check the newsletter checkbox, then add them to the newsletter follow-up sequence. So you've got a lot of options for automation there just with this initial opt-in form. And obviously you can change the way this looks, colors, fonts, images, brand it however you want so it goes right up on your website and is ready to start running. We've got our order forms. So this is where you can take payments. So you can take all of the client's credit card information or their PayPal addresses and have product delivery from there. So these are smart enough to know when someone's card declines, when it's successful, so you can plan your marketing funnels and sales funnels accordingly. We can do payment plans, so have a couple different options. We can do ongoing subscriptions without an end until the client cancels. You can do, you know, one-time payments. It's up to you, delayed billing dates. A lot of flexibility with your payment taking there. And then we have our email templates. So this is awesome. We have some basic emails that you can, you know, just like what you would do in Gmail, where you can add your own images and hyperlinks and all of that. But we also have our EntreMail templates, which are going to be awesome for getting started because you don't need an outside system to generate a newsletter template and then copy and paste that in so you can get the tracking within Entreport. It's all right here. As you see over here, there's a couple different options for different types of newsletters, you know, announcements, newsletters, subscription confirmation, product promotion, just to use as a basis. You can obviously use them for anything. But then you'll get a visual editor that makes it really easy to hover over the different layers, and you can switch out images or text or anything like that. We also have merge fields, so you can personalize it by pulling any information in from the contact's record. You can set up defaults, so if you don't have their first name, it can say, like, hi, friend, this is my cat. And then, then we have SMS. So like you guys saw, you can have automatic, immediate delivery for text messages. Again, you can use those merge fields. You can get Australian numbers, so it looks like, you know, people are opting into a real person. Just give it more of a personalized, comforting feel. You can use links in these as well. And people can also text message you back, and you can get notifications and alerts within your account so you can see what they said and have a conversation with them. And then we have our sequences. You guys have seen some screenshots of this and what it can do, but this is where you string together your campaigns. That can incorporate emails, text messages, tasks, so those calls to action, the rules, which are the if-then automation that you can set them to fire at certain times in here, and then fulfillment lists if you have physical product delivery or want to see, you know, get a list of everyone who ran through the sequence emailed to you periodically, just a good way to collect everyone's information. Super easy to put together, and it makes it really, really simple to visualize what experience your clients are getting. And then we have our rules, and this is where Entreport's gonna kind of stand out from its competitors or other similar email marketing systems. The if-then automation is so important to be able to completely personalize what you're doing, and like we went over in the engage portion, as well as identifying your engaged leads, this is gonna be crucial for that because you can automatically move people from funnel to funnel, you know, move people to the kind of information that they want to be hearing from you. And then over here, we have our landing pages. So these are awesome. We do full landing page hosting as well as design. So you have a lot of options. You can create start from scratch, and you can use a drag and drop editor to move over your images, your fonts, you know, anything you want, you can bring in and just host it through us for free. We also have our landing page templates. These are all mobile responsive. It'll be tracking, you know, your conversion rates for you. Just take all the pain out of it. Get a good looking page that goes up on your website. So these are really easy. We also have secure domains that you can use, so you guys don't have to purchase a security certificate. So if you guys are selling anything, you want to have that little lock symbol up in the browser when people visit your page when they're entering their card information. So you can use one of our secure domains, host that form there so people's information is secure and you don't have to go through with like renewing that all the time or paying for something like that. And that's all included, yeah.
So another point about the landing pages is there are a lot of systems out there that only cover landing pages. So you can design a landing page and a form, but they don't do anything else beyond that. So it's pretty epic that this is included with the rest of the feature set.
Yeah. So pretty much when it comes to Entreport, we have spent a lot of time, obviously, working with a lot of small businesses and entrepreneurs. And it's just nice to be able to offer something that can kind of take the pain out of running a business, because there is a lot of pain and there's a lot of problems that can arise. And just making something simple that we've actually used and implemented for a lot of other people and seen it make such a difference is awesome. Morgan and I got to Entreport a couple years ago when it was pretty small. We were all in one room and then, you know, had like a little developer room on the side. But, you know, we had to wear a lot of different hats then. So we've kind of talked to our clients in terms of, you know, supporting them, getting them onboarded at the start, handling our VIPs and handling, you know, multi-million dollar campaigns. So we've got a lot of good ideas and a lot of good you know, knowledge of other people's sales funnels and marketing, what worked and what didn't. So we're definitely happy to come and help you guys. So we're excited to be here in Australia, able to kind of offer this for the first time. So we have some different pricing options. First of all, we have our basic pricing. So this is going to be what you can find online. It's a super good deal as well. For $297 USD a month, you'll get no contracts or anything, but you'll get the full feature set that we went over, the ability to bring your contacts in from the beginning and take them through to the post-sale follow-up, getting them to refer their friends and all of that. You get 25,000 contacts included there, so room for that many people on your list. 100,000 email sends a month, and 2 user seats, but multiple people can be logged in at once. But for the first time, we have a new package that we're offering just because we like Steven so much. We have our exclusive offer. So for $147 US a month, you get 2,500 contacts, unlimited emails, and 2 user seats. And this comes with the complete CRM functionality, all of the email, all of the tracking, the if-then automation, the landing pages, all of that. Everything except for the payment and the affiliate portion is going to be included in this deal. So it's a really, really great offer for people who are getting started, have a smaller list, you know, want to put the foot in the water and see what Entreport's all about and then decide from there. So we definitely recommend getting in while you guys can. And that's only for the next 2 days. $297, yeah, if you want to be able to take payments. And you can always upgrade or between the two as well. So we have a couple of extra services to help you guys get started and ensure your success with Entreport. So we have 2 hours of onboarding. So with other software systems that are similar in functionality, it's going to be about a $2,000 startup fee. But we have 2 complimentary hours that come with your account of one-on-one time. You'll get an assigned product specialist who will help walk you through the initial setup. They can help you strategize, put into place a plan on how you're going to implement your new funnels, get your content moved over, your lists imported and cleaned up, you know, your opt-in forms recreated if you have those, get everything up and ready for you to go so you can just start fresh. That's going to be super, super useful, and we're happy to, you know, set up like a strategy session or something with you as well if you're interested. Then we have our award-winning customer support team. So these are all people who are located in Santa Barbara, California. They're all real people. They're super awesome. Morgan used to run that team when we were back home, and so they're going to be able to be at your disposal for help. We are open 7 days a week, and we just extended our hours to cover Australian business hours as well now that we're out here. So you guys will be able to reach them via phone, chat, or ticket. And you get unlimited support included with your subscription fee as well. And then we have a bunch of support forums that come with like maps and step-by-step guides, videos, that kind of thing too. Then we have our concierge services and our consultants. So for the people who want more of a hands-off approach to getting started, our concierge services team is awesome. They're in-house. Everyone's been trained, you know, worked with a ton of people as well, and can help put into plan what you come up with during your onboarding. So we can build out your funnels or just do a complete migration if you have a ton of content somewhere else. And then if you want something that is a little bit more in terms of marketing strategy, or maybe you need design or development work, we have a whole community of certified consultants, people who came with all of their own skills and knowledge, but actually came to the Entreport campus, took a course with us, and passed an exam. So they're all trained within the software, so they can help you with other aspects while still integrating that in with Entreport, so you can make sure someone who knows what they're doing is setting up your business. They're awesome. They come at a whole variety of price points, so we can refer you out to some good third parties that way if you're interested. And then we have our elite members-only Facebook user community. So this is going to be a great resource for you guys. So not only do you get the software, you get, you know, your automated employee, but you also get a whole community of other entrepreneurs to share tips and tricks. So this is really awesome. It's a lot of people's favorite part. Just getting to connect with other people, you know, in similar industries or different, share marketing tips. Everyone's super open, you know, not at all competitive. And that's a good place to connect with, you know, our Entreport employees. Our CEO Landon's in there all the time too, talking, as well as our certified
consultants.
We
tell him not to. We tell him to stay out of the group, yeah, but he's always in there.
Yes, always. So we got a lot of cool services included with your account. And plus, so all of the funnels that we went over today, we will build that out in your account for you. So for any of you guys who end up signing up over the next 2 days only, we'll be able to actually install the packages with those funnels that we went over. So, you know, how to attract your leads and capture their information and follow up with them, that, you know, like if they didn't click, if they did click, that whole one. And then also what Morgan went over on the Excite sequence. You know, you may or may not use these, but it'll be great just to see even as a reminder in your account. And then, of course, those of you who texted me will also get those maps emailed to them over the weekend. And then our guarantee. So we're positive that you love Entreport, because everyone does. So you get a 90-day risk-free guarantee. So if you guys give it a try and you decide it's not for you, you know, you have 3 months to cancel. Let us know and we'll refund you everything you've spent so far. So it's pretty much risk-free, an easy choice, you know? So we'll be over there. So if you guys have any questions or want to see like a live demo or anything like that, just let us know and you can come talk. But yeah, I mean, hopefully, do you guys have any questions on the topics we've just went over?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you, with that $147 price point, if you don't, if it doesn't include payments, can we integrate Stripe into that instead?
So Stripe, the question is, at the Entreport standard price, if you can integrate Stripe. So Stripe is integrated at the higher level and is part of the payments area. Alternatively, you could always use Stripe and set up an API if you had a web developer and get them to talk to each other. Other questions? Yes. Yes. So we've got an open API, which is an application programming interface. That allows one system to talk to another system if you are using outside systems. And we do have a Zap, so we can connect to other apps through Zapier.
If you've got more than one business, you can still run more than one business out of this one subscription?
Yeah. So the question was, if you have more than one business, can you run both of those or all of them through one Entreport account? And the answer is absolutely. We have people who are running a bunch of different businesses. Our main tip is that you should be really careful with your naming conventions from the get-go. It's super easy to separate your different contacts, but just make sure that you think about how you're naming all your emails, all of your forms, your sequences. You can group together any of the different aspects you're creating within your Entreport account, so you can really easily run multiple things at once.
If your businesses are completely different, how do you separate your contacts to say these contacts are for this one and these contacts are
for this one? Yeah, sure. So the question was, if your businesses are totally separate, how do you separate the contacts and be sure they're in two different places? So what we went over earlier, remember how we had like those rules that would say, if they open an email, then tag them as like an engaged lead? So you could set up ways to, yeah, exactly. So the tagging is like an art little like post-it or a marker that marks some characteristic about a contact. So you have a couple options there. You could either like, you know, tag them separately and you can have that automatically happen depending on, you know, importing them from a certain place or if they come in through a certain website or smart form or something. And that's really great if you might have some overlap in your clients. If you want to make sure that they're only a part of one business at a time, like if it's, you know, a funnel where you're trying to upsell them and you don't want to be marketing to the lower and the higher, then you can set up a custom field where people can only have one of, you know, two or three values at a time and you can move them through. Again, you can do that automatically depending on where they come in for, from or different actions that they take.
So do you ever have any intention of not doing this US dollars per month? Because that goes up and down by, you know, up to $50 and $60.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so we'll write,
yeah. On your cash flow and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, in terms of budgeting.
The reality is when we start to use these tools that help us automate our businesses, they're all American-based companies.
Yeah, no, like, but they're in Australia, so they should have an Australian account.
No, they're in US dollars. We need to play the game according to how they play the game. They're based in US dollars, so it would be to our advantage, to their disadvantage, if we were to pay in Aussie dollars. It's just the way it is. When you start to get these apps, these things that help me run my business, it's all US dollars. And I know it's one of those things.
Yeah, it's just really annoying.
But don't forget that we were paying $1.08. When the dollar went up to $1.08, we had the advantage. Yeah. There's currency fluctuations. So you take the good with the bad. It's going to bounce back.
Yeah, it's our first foray into kind of opening up an international office or an outpost. Me and Morgan have been out here since April, and we're looking to set up something a little more permanent. So perhaps down the road, right now we don't have any plans of doing that since, you know, we will be fully based in the U.S. It's just, you know, a satellite office out here. But obviously we'll let our Australian clients know if anything like that changes.
So does this run to an app like a card reader as well, a business card reader, so you can actually just take a picture of the business card and it goes straight to your contact?
Yeah, we don't have anything like that built into the system. Like Morgan was saying, we have an open API, so there's a whole range of different applications that people have set up integrations with. We have some direct integrations as well, none of which have that functionality. But the Facebook user community is a perfect place. A lot of people go on there and ask questions like that, like, has anyone set anything like this up? We have a bunch of developers who have set up a bunch of crazy things that connect with Entreport, so it's definitely worth checking out.
Just more of a technical question. With your texting, how does it actually work? Because we've used text programs before, it's cost us an absolute fortune. So
yeah.
How does it work in through Entreport in Australia? Like, how do you set it up?
Yeah, sure.
We actually integrate with a company called Twilio, so you don't have to deal with Twilio at all, but it's in the system, so we've plugged them into us. You can choose a number, and the pricing is all outlined in our forum articles, and we can show that to you after the presentation as well. But it depends on the provider for the recipient of the text messages. So there's, I think it's from 2 cents to 8 cents, depending on the recipient.
Cool. Yeah. And what happens if you've got more than 25,000 contacts? What's the next...
Yeah, so for the bigger package, so for this package, it's a sort of set in stone. These are the maximums. But over here, you have options to add on to each of the different parts. So if you have above 25,000 contacts that you want to actively mail, then you can always pay. You get, for $99 a month, I believe it is, you get an extra 100,000 contacts that get added in there. And so then it depends on however many contacts you have on your billing date at the end of, you know, your month billing cycle, and then it'll charge for that amount automatically. And in terms of emails, if you want to add on more of those as well, then what you can do is buy either bulk emailing packages. We have some discounted rates if you pay up front, or you can just pay as you go. And again, that's 100,000 for $99.
So the
100,000
emails,
yeah.
It's one email going to 25,000 contacts. Is that one email, or is that 25,000 emails?
So this is 100,000 emails. It's like each email's counted as one email going to one contact. So the idea behind it is that with your list, you know, like we were talking about before, you're going to cater your marketing differently to different people. So you're going to be spending most of those probably on the most engaged leads, and then less on the other ones. You know, there's going to be people who opt out or didn't, you know, sign up and don't have the correct email address. So it ends up working out pretty well. But like I said, there's always options to upgrade and have more emails if you need them.
It just seems strange to have 25,000 contacts and only have
25,000
emails.
Yeah.
You might send it 4 times a month.
That's right.
Yeah. And I mean, not everyone's going to have 25,000, you know, contacts. You might have less, and you know, you got all those emails for them.
And my suggestion is too, guys, with your marketing, if you're sending an email every single week, who'd like to get an email from me every week?
No, I wouldn't see
dedicated fans.
Hey, student over there.
Nobody wants to hear from me every week. Besides Mark, nobody wants to hear from me every week. So if you've got 20,000 people in your database and you've got access to 100,000 emails, that means you're going to be sending 25,000 people an email every single week. Right? You soon would not have 25,000 people in your database, I can assure you, because they'd be opting out like crazy.
Definitely agree.
Yeah, with the 2,500 contacts. Mm-hmm. So, in my database now, I've got X number of people. And are these contacts that you're picking there, are these the ones that where they opt in and then you send to them, or do I merge my CRM now over onto Entreport and all of those people become my 2,500 contacts, or are they? Yeah, so therefore, and then as you get new business or as you're emailing them, it's going to change because the emails say, for instance, you know, you have someone opt in and they say, yeah, I want to find out more, and you send these emails back forth. Are they counted in your emails?
Emails received are not counted. Okay, so, yeah, you can go.
So the question just for our recording back in the back, the question is, if you already have a system in place and you already have a CRM with contacts on there, are you going to bring those leads over, or do you make everyone opt into the new system? And the answer is, of course, you want to migrate over your existing list. What you will find on that list is that a lot of those leads are no longer valid. Do you guys know how long a lead is valid between mailings? 6 months. So if you haven't emailed those people within the last 6 months, they're considered no longer a valid lead. So a lot of times you're going to find you have a very old list and those people are no longer applicable. So you might start all the way from scratch, and you'll also find people who have already opted out of your old system, and you'll bring them into the new system, just the people that are still valid. And the people who have opted out, you'll just remove from the list and they won't count towards your total.
And it's really easy to import your contacts that you've been mailing through previous systems. And during those 2 hours of onboarding, it's a really perfect time to go through, export, clean the list, and we can help tell you guys some tips and tricks, and then get that list in there fresh. So yeah, it's a good time to wipe the slate clean and kind of start new. Mm-hmm.
For Outlook or emailing via Outlook, you know, just not the marketing campaign, just everyday contacts, can that be recorded against the contacts? Like that they've been spoken to through a different, does that make sense?
I think so. Okay, cool. So the question was, if you're emailing people also like one-off through Outlook or another Gmail, you know, some kind of email service provider, can that be recorded? So the answer is yes. So we have an IMAP setting so that it's like IMAP if you guys want to check it out. But what it does is it connects your email account to Entreport. So you'll be able to set that up so that it can record the incoming messages from them too. And that'll all be showed in like the contact history. Here, I'll show you guys where that is. Like over here in this contact history section, it'll open up a whole window with like all the correspondence. So that'll all be tracked right there alongside the other emails you've been sent to them. It won't be able to tell like whether or not they open those emails because it's coming from there, but it'll still show that they sent, you know?
Just, yeah, like the conversations you've had will be recorded again.
Yeah, exactly. So it'll be a good place to kind of have keep track of everything you've done.
And then those emails aren't included in your email quota?
No. Yeah, this one, the 25,000 or unlimited are only counted for ones that are sent per contact there. And if you like try to send them out to your list, it's not going to count the people who it doesn't reach, like their emails bounced or something like that.
Yeah, you mentioned that you can actually track what pages they're looking at on your website. How does it do that? Does it drop a pixel back to them? And so say someone's looking at our website and looking at something about systems and automation, and then all of a sudden in the mail they get, hey, John, I thought you might be interested in this great article about blah, and they think, holy amazeballs, how did they know I was interested in this stuff?
So let's not talk about the technical side of it.
Talk to us afterwards.
No, but I just wanted to, can it do
that? Yeah. Yeah.
I don't
so there's
care
a couple
how it works, just tell me yes.
Yeah. There's a couple ways it can track that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty much just like a couple restrictions on that. It's going to be the people who are on your list already. So you're not going to be able to mail people who haven't opted in to hear from you just legally. But obviously, people who already opted in and then they're browsing around, you can check and see what they're doing. And that works automatically. So we have that WordPress integration. So you can automatically be tracking everyone who's clicking around on any WordPress site that's integrated with Ontraport. But if you guys have a site that's not WordPress, we also have the option of just an Ontraport tracking code, so that'll be included in your account as well. You guys will just have to manually put that onto your pages, but it works just as well. You can still track and see what people are doing.
Can I maybe just stop and give guys an exercise for a second?
Of course.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So do you guys realize what just happened there? Yeah. Saying that if someone visits your website, they're already in your database, the system can then send them an email based on where they were in your website. Yeah? So, what I'd like you to do for the next 3 minutes is think about a page of your website that someone has visited, and I want you to write a very quick email about what you would send them. All right?
Perfect.
Do you understand? Any questions on that? No? You clear? Yep. Yeah. Okay, that's okay.
Yeah. So if someone's gone to a specific product on my page... It
could even be your home page. Doesn't have to be yet.
Or some location on the website.
Yes.
It knows it, drops a pixel on them, and then an email can be automated to actually send them some content regarding that section of the page.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like...
They haven't opted in. So
no, only if they've opted in.
Right. So they actually have to opt in first before it actually picks up that they're looking at something else on our website. Is that right?
Yes. So, yeah, exactly.
So they do have to be in the database.
They've got to be in the database.
They've got to be in the database.
It doesn't have to...
You can't just get a random person that's just looking out. They actually have to opt in.
It doesn't have to have opted in at that operation. It could have been 3 months ago.
Yeah, as long as
they would have had opted in before you can actually approach it. So if someone's just surfing through and found something, you can't contact them until they actually opted in.
Correct.
It's called a stalker.
I know. That's
going to go to Google remarketing. That's another strategy around that for people who are not in the database.
Yeah.
We can, but is everybody clear on that exercise? Yeah, Monty?
Yeah, just, so anybody that you add to your database, like even customers from 15 years ago, 10 years ago, and they also know this is your website. So whatever you put into the... is that right?
No, not exactly. So if you just imported them, they haven't actually been tracked through our tracking system yet. So they do have to have some kind of tracked interaction, whether that's if they click a link on one of your emails from that was sent from our system, that will retrack them, that'll drop a new cookie on them. So even if they didn't opt in through one of our forms, if you send them a message and they click on that, then it'll start tracking their movements after that point.
Yeah, so it definitely is possible to do for clients who you have had on your list for 15 years. You're emailing them now, they're on their computer, they click on a link, and then later, now we'll be able to see when they're around on your tracked website, everything they're doing. Kind of like what we did before when I was showing you guys like on the Ontraport sales page, and then moving through that abandoned cart sequence, that's exactly what we're looking for there.
Now, you're not going to freak people out with this?
What?
Would freak people out?
No, that's why we keep it so that it's only people who have like requested to hear from you before who are opt into your list, so that it's legal to, you know, be contacting them.
She's
going to
know.
Have you?
But they've landed, they've gone to your page to learn about how to keep your skin, whatever. But, and then you send them an email based on that.
Yeah.
They think, wow, they've physically gone and found you anyway.
Yeah.
So it's actually additional valuable information. It's all about now how you structure this email, which we're going to work on, is how you can add more valuable content to them. Whether it's a free appraisal, why don't you come in for a free something something? So there's your tripwire already.
So say, for example, if I put a Facebook post and if they go and learn more about this treatment, blah, 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 they go in there, and as soon as they hit there, it will generate, in other words, there's interest in it, will generate the email.
So we're basically activating that contact.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then you can like send them like coupon codes or discounts. Have you guys ever gotten those emails where you've been like shopping online and then you get that same dress or something in your email, like, you know, you didn't buy me. And then so it's like that
product
kind
reviews.
Of thing. Yeah.
This dress.
It totally works.
3 minutes up. Is that cool?
Sounds good.
Yeah, let's get something done. Hey?
Yeah.
Think about what page they've landed on your website and what email you can then send them
to re-engage or give them something of value, give them advice, or give them a free consultation, $7 something of value. So it's your tripwire, low entry level, something rather. Or 2-for-1 offer. They've gone into the zoo, paid for the tigers, come and see the zoo, the tigers, the zoo, get 2-for-1 for the next 30 days.
I'll find out, yeah. All right. What did you guys come up with? Who wrote something? Yes, Julie.
Thank you for visiting My Travel Expert. That's right. We have seen that you are looking at travelling to, and then I've just put Fiji. Mm-hmm. Please let us know if you want to receive more information about this great deal.
So that would have to have picked up on them clicking Fiji, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does it match that?
Yeah, you can do it based off clicking links, anything.
Now, when does it become super creepy? we sort of need to do it in a way that they don't feel intimidated, that we haven't sort of stalked them a little bit. So doing it in a really perhaps in a different way, taking a different approach, because they've landed on the thing about Fiji. And instead of saying thank you for landing on the page and wanting to know more about Fiji, maybe you could just send them something to say 7 interesting facts about Fiji. So you're not actually directly coming out and saying thank you for landing on this page, because they're going to forget about your message, and all they're going to be thinking about is, how did you know that? So it's, so maybe we just reword it a little bit, but you're definitely on the right path.
So then if we said, when we've got our event, like our expo coming up, so if they hit on the expo page, we could put reasons why you should attend our expo.
Yeah, definitely, beautiful, definitely on the right track. Daniel.
So mine would be, so they've hit the website, they're looking at a productivity article, so be, hey, whatever. Many people we talk to regarding our helpful productivity articles tell us they want more secrets to maximising their time and build a better business. We have this free 7-step course I think you'd love. Get over and click on the free course. Thanks, Daniel. And then once they're at the course, then they'll get a reminder email later to then upsell to a paid course. Or when they're in the paid course, another upsell within that and so on.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So basically what Daniel's done, he's identified that they've landed on the page, added more value. So added more value again about something that someone's interested in, because that we know they are, right? And then it's basically leading them into something where they're actually going to part with some money. Perfect. Well done. Anybody else want to share theirs? You shut up.
Ours was a bit like more saying, hey, whatever their name is, thought you may be interested in hearing about our killer organizer bonus, because for us it was like our packages page, buying paintball, they may not have clicked on anything. Thought you might be interested in hearing about our killer organizer bonus. Did you know that you could play free? Click here to find out how. That's sort of great. Like, maybe they missed that information.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Mossy.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's great. Well done. You can see the value in this, can't you? All right, so if you think about the number of people we get visiting our websites and how much money we're sort of leaving on the table by not having a system in place to then actively communicate with them. It's not chasing, it's not stalking, it's adding value, how we are consistently adding more value and giving them things that might be beneficial. Yeah? It's all starting to sort of make a little bit of sense, this Entreport thing. How it's a machine that just and once you've said it, how often do you have to need to touch it again?
Only when you're ready to make a change to your marketing funnels. So yeah. It'll just run on its own.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. It just works in the background. All that's operating here, you get to concentrate on the core things in your business you need to focus on, whether it's making phone calls or going out meetings or doing whatever strategically you need to do. Yeah, so it's magic. Mm-hmm. All right, so any last questions about Entreport to the girls? None. You're all the way over there. I can't make it again.
So if we bought it today, how long before we get access to it?
All right. Here's the close. Go. This is
all
yours.
All right. Yeah, so if you end up buying it today, what our plan is to, over the weekend, get all your accounts made. I mean, if you guys wanted to buy the $297, then that's a deal that's available online, so we can always have you sign up on our computers right now. You guys will get it right away. For the special deals, we'll have to have our developers create those in the back end. So you guys can expect those to be done over the weekend, and then we will install all of those packages again at the beginning of next week, and then get you scheduled for your one-on-one training whenever you're ready. The one-on-one is via screen share, so we usually use GoToMeeting. So what we do is we have our product specialist log into your account. You can always email them before with kind of a list of priorities or anything, or you can just come ready to go. And so we'll be logged into your account, sharing the screen with you, and recording the whole thing, so then you can always use it later. And you can have as many people as you want on the call. It's kind of up to you, however you want to spend that hour. That's broken up into 2 one-hour-long sessions.
Those are really great because you can share those recordings later on. If you hire staff members and you want them to have the same training, you can just share those recordings with them and have it mandatory that they listen to those as well. Mm-hmm. And just to add on to the charge, it doesn't occur until the account is created. So as soon as you would be charged, you would have access.
Yeah. Oh, and we're also talking to Stephen to schedule some kind of free training session for you guys, probably like a half-day thing where we'll just go over the basic features and kind of work on that. So don't have the dates locked in, but that should be coming up.
Question. I've already got sandpaper, so would it just be a matter of upgrading what I already have?
Yes, exactly. So if you are on SendPepper already, we can upgrade your information into the new account.
Yeah, and this is awesome because SendPepper does have similar functionality in terms of mailing and tracking, but this will come with, even the smaller package will come with the if-then automation. So that opens up a whole new realm of kind of marketing tactics that you can use.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that some of the sequences you guys have discussed today, you've got to set up for us.
Yeah.
Are there ever other options for the pre-built sequences to be given?
Yeah, so we have some Kickstarter kits, which will just be pretty basic funnels that can kind of be applicable. We also have options too, if you wanted to work one-on-one, like if you have an idea in your mind and you've already used up your 2 hours, let us know. We have clients who hire us out on like an hourly basis. You know, it's $75 an hour to have one of our specialists go through and build that out for you. And that's really great if you want to, you know, get your basic funnels built out at the beginning, which you can then use and edit and recreate later. But those are going to be the packages that you kind of get started with are going to be really helpful. Mm-hmm.
What are the key advantages of SendPepper?
So many things. So the first thing, obviously, is the if-then automation, the rules. They're not available at the SendPepper level, so you have to upgrade and get Entreport if you want the access to those. We also have WordPress membership integration, landing pages also.
The templated mobile responsive landing pages, as well as the newsletter templates, those are going to be coming with Entreport only. Besides that, you can still, you know, build them out manually and host them through SendPepper, but this is way better. The interface is way better. Two-way SMS marketing is not an option in SendPepper.
Advanced sequence settings, so you have the ability to add on different kinds of steps rather than just email. So.
Yeah,
you
can, and you can schedule them based on actual calendar dates or dates specific to the contacts. That's really good when you're sending out like reminders for appointments you have one-off with people.
Mm-hmm. Does it integrate with any particular accounting package? So you can, yeah, I know you can't take payments, but can you send
invoices? Yeah, so you mean the smaller level? So we don't have a direct integration. Do you use like Xero? Okay. No. So like we were saying before, we have the open API, so people can make a connection between other accounting packages. Like we have one guy named Andrew Wadsworth who owns an IT Moody, if you guys have ever heard of it. It's an Australian company. And they do a really good integration between Xero and Entreport that a lot of our clients use. So if you come with an idea in mind, we're happy to help set you up with developers, with, people who might be able to set that up for you. And then, you know, you can go from there. Mm-hmm.
That was Andrew Wadsworth of IT Mooti.
Yeah, we can give you his info.
MOOTI.
Yeah, he's really good.
Mm-hmm. One last question. Does the landing pages do A and B testing?
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our emails, our landing pages, those both do A B split testing. Yes.
So split testing, we talked about a little bit earlier, but split testing is A and B testing when you can actually send out two versions and it just alternates between the two. So the first person who hits the landing page will get version A, the second, the next person gets version B, and then the third gets A and B. And you can do up to 4 split tests per time for landing pages and for emails.
Different versions. So you can have version A through D or less, and then you can see which ones are converting the best and then remove the ones that were worse so that everyone going from there on out will only get the best converting option for those emails or pages. Yeah, it helps you switch out, subject lines, colors, all that content. It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Just in regards to the content, assuming you want to be in the lower category, looking for a trial period, will it allow you to import more than 2,500 and then whittle it down to an acceptable level, or say your current list is 5,000 friends?
No, I'm going to have to check on whether it would automatically upgrade you or not, so don't try until I find out the answer for sure. But it's going to only let you have 2,500 in there. So typically what we'd suggest doing before, a lot of times when you're coming from a list-driven database into a database-driven system like ours, you're going to find that there's a lot of duplicates. So you have 10 different lists, there's going to be people on a lot of them, so it looks like you have more contacts than you end up having. So we definitely recommend finding out, merging them together based on their email address and finding out how many you really have.
Is there a program that does that, Maddie? So you don't have to physically go through and...
You can do it in Excel. Yeah.
You can do it in Excel somehow. I'm not positive how to do it in Excel, but... but there is a way. Yeah.
You outsource.
Outsource it.
So we got someone who can do it in Excel for you. yes, but you can definitely come and talk to us and we can kind of help you out there. And then like Morgan was saying before, in terms of legally mailing people, you can always do a final push through your current CRM system and say, I'm moving over. So to the people you haven't talked to in 6 months, here's a link to my new opt-in form. Fill out your email address and they'll be opted back in and you'll whittle them down to the ones who really care about you.
Yeah, that was kind of my question as well about cleaning the list before you go into the new system, because there's definitely contacts that I know we haven't emailed for a while. So is that one of the methods you tell them that you're moving, or what's tried and tested to do that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So that is a major method. It's a good practice to reach out to them in your current system, because you've already got them in there. You're already using that system. Just email them once from there with a link to one of the new forms and ask them to opt back in. To those people you're not on the fence about. If you haven't mailed those people or been in touch with them in the last 6 months, then I would almost just tell them goodbye. If they're not getting in touch with you and they're not interested, they might be totally out of your league at that point.
It's a bit of a different animal, ours, only because you don't play paintball every week.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's kind of like
totally industry specific. Yeah.
Well, then you definitely want to see if they'll opt back in and just remind you that they're still interested in your content.
And again, we have a team that I don't think I mentioned before. We have a complete email delivery team. So we have people who are available for proactive coaching, which just comes as part of the service, so no extra cost there. So you can always set up a call with our postmaster and kind of go over some techniques for getting your list engaged when you're first getting started. And that's really good because he'll be able to give you tips and tricks there because he has a lot more in-depth knowledge than us about that. Best practices. Mm-hmm. All right.
Any more questions? Maybe one more?
Explain the subscription. You were saying you can use subscriptions. So we have subscriptions to the main thing. Mm-hmm. So can I put the list on there when the subscription expires? Actually, they get an automatic thing to say, renew your subscription.
Totally.
But then I have ones that don't supply their email address. So then does it give me a notification that I have to contact them if there's no email address on?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what you can do with the if-then automation as well. You can say, if this person is part of this subscription, but we don't have any email address for them, then send me a notification on their renewal date. And then you'll have the people for that week whose renewal date is coming up, and you can reach out to those in the other methods you have.
Right, okay. But the other ones will be back, and then there will be a payment waiting
So this is okay, you're wanting this one?
Just put it on your email.
Okay, yeah.
To do that, I would have to use.
So if you want to be able to take payments and have them recurring, the recurring billing happen all through Ontraport, then you're going to want the normal 297 account. If you did have something like this, you could still have a date sequence. You could still have it, you know, notify you to recharge them or something like that, or automatically send them a link to PayPal or wherever you're taking their payments for that subscription. So you could still set it up and reminders that way. The system just wouldn't automatically know, oh, now they took their payment. I'm not going to, you know, send them a thank you email and remove them from the reminders. There's definitely a way. It would just be a little more manual, but there's definitely a way. If you wanted it to be like completely seamless or even for them to be renewed like every so often, then being able to manage all your payments through Ontraport is awesome. And another good thing is that we have like recharge settings. So if a card declines midway through a subscription, like say they're paying every month, a card declines midway through, then you can set up responses specifically for that. So you can have specific emails going out, you know, how soon until you end up having to get tasked to call them to update their card information, as well as like notifications if their credit card expiration date is getting closer. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.